Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Concerns are rising over the elevated presence of lead found in soil samples taken from neighborhoods on Buffalo's east side. The development will be discussed tonight at a meeting at the Delavan Grider Community Center. Citizen Science Community Resources collaborated with Open Buffalo and Massachusetts Avenue Project in testing 60 yards of residential soil to determine the presence of any dangerous chemicals. Plans are in place to conduct further soil sampling throughout the city in 2025. Tonight's meeting runs from 6 until 8. An Albion nursing home faces more than $80,000 in fines after it was found to have supplied the wrong medication to a resident who was subsequently sent to the hospital. According to the Buffalo News, the incident at the Villages of Orleans Health and Rehabilitation Center saw a resident receiving medications meant for another resident. The resident reportedly became confused and had incoherent speech after receiving medications that included a sleep aid, an antidepressant, and an antipsychotic drug. State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli is advising local governments to consider quote-unquote recent volatility in sales tax collections as budgets are being prepared. The Comptroller's comment accompanied the release of sales tax data for the month of October, which saw collections of $1.84 billion, a statewide rise of 2.3%. Sales tax collections in Genesee County were up 7.5%. Niagara County saw a 3% rise. Erie counties were up 1.6% over last year. It could be another 2 months before the future of the Kensington Expressway is determined. That's according to State Supreme Court Judge Emilio Colaiacovo, who heard final arguments Monday over his preliminary injunction that has paused the $1 billion makeover of the highway. Attorney Alan Bozer represents the plaintiffs, the East Side Parkways Coalition.
We are arguing this case today in the wake of the court's decision allowing us a preliminary injunction, which comes on top of the temporary restraining order. So, yes, I'm optimistic cautiously.
Judge Colaiacovo again questioned the Department of Transportation's decision to not seek a full environmental impact statement before moving forward with the projects. A ceremonial swearing-in will be held today for acting mayor of Buffalo, Chris Scanlon. As per the city charter, as council president, Scanlon moved to the mayor's office after Byron Brown resigned to become the president and CEO of Western Regional Off-Track Betting Corporation. Starting at 5:30 this afternoon, the event at the Buffalo Convention Center will feature the presentation of the colors by the Hutch Tech Junior ROTC, the national anthem performed by the Buffalo Academy for Visual and Performing Arts Jazz Choir, and an invocation by Reverend Mark Blue. The oath of office will be administered by Chief City Court Judge Jahar Pridgen. November is Native American Heritage Month, but members of the community say discussion around Native cultures should not stop when December starts. WBFO's Alex Simone has more.
Seneca Nation and Beaver Clan member David George Shango says he's used to seeing an increased emphasis on Six Nations culture and history during November. But he says the focus can't be forgotten as the month nears its end.
As a former museum director for the Seneca Iroquois National Museum, we get more people coming because of this month, you know, and then just like, you could come in January. People are like, why would you come in January? I'm like, what else you got to do? You know, I mean, it's cold, and it's just one of those things is that, you know, if you only think of something once in a while, you don't really show the appreciation for that.
Navajo Nation member Jennifer Tuchin says it can feel like living in two worlds because Native culture is a part of daily life. Tuchin, who moved to Buffalo a couple years ago, says the transition has been made easier by having an Indigenous community united behind common causes.
Yeah, it is every day for us. We do live in two worlds. That's a little challenging, but we do it. Coming to New York for the last 2 years, I felt like, what did I do? I moved away from my sacred mountains, my people, and then I got involved in this effort, and I started attending like the different cultural events, community events with the different nations, Tuscarora Nation, Seneca Nation, and I feel like I'm back at home. I feel like I'm just around my people again.
For WBFO News, I'm Alex Simone.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.